mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going in. We're going in full throttle, ladies and gentlemen, against the New World Order. It's propaganda. It's murder forces. It's mind-controlled minions. It is the beast system we're fighting. Third hour, Paul Watson rides shotgun with us at least once a week. He's with us today. Your calls are coming up. We've gotten into the cover-ups about what's really happened in Fallujah. A lot more casualties on both sides than we've been told. The evidence is overwhelming, even from other mainstream foreign publications. California moving with DMV, satellite tracker tax. They're trying to pass a law right now. Texas is coming in with this, with transponders under federal control. A lot of big high-level resignations, fights inside the CIA. Osama bin Laden with al-Qaeda supposedly gotten religious approval to start nuking U.S. cities. It's all coming up. Paul, what's some of the other stuff you want to cover today?
The resignations from the Bush cabinet and what they mean. Some people say it's rats leaving a sinking ship, but you know, it may be just changing the mask on the same face, so we can get into that.
Yeah, that's what Bush told U.S. News and World Report, is these people are lightning rods. Literally what I said a week before is what Bush then said a week later, because it's just common sense. They're getting rid of them because they're lightning rods, at least some of them. He said because they're lightning rods for criticism and because they're not energetic enough in putting in our policies.
Well, take Colin Powell. I mean, his last service to the Bush administration was to lie again about Iran, saying that there's no plans for a regime change in Iran when they've been covertly supporting the opposition there for years. So his last duty was to lie again. But privately, there have been several leaks where Colin Powell, in no uncertain terms, has been decidedly unhappy about being the so-called credible frontman for the weapons of mass destruction lies.
Well, that's also because he's the only guy in the administration who was actually in real combat in Vietnam, and he knows 150,000 troops, only 40,000 of them combat, cannot take over the country of 23 million people.
Yeah, but I mean, we have to remember that Powell's got dirt on his crime partners, but they've also got dirt on him. So, as I said, it's more of a case of the devil changing its mask to fool people. And now Goss has basically told the CIA, you know, you get in line with Bush, this is the policy.
Yeah, they said you're going to give us policies and memos that agree with our policies, or you're out of the CIA, and that's on our website right now. It originated with Lord Drudge.
Yeah, so no whistleblowers, no leaks, which of course stems from the problems with the leaks they were having, where the FBI and CIA agents came out and blew the whistle on the fact that the White House was scripting terror alerts for political gain. So they're clamping down on that.
Well, the quote was, for political gain and hysteria.
Yeah. So Goss has come out and said no more of that, or basically they'll out people like they've done with several CIA agents over the past couple of years.
He said, that's the rules of the road, period. Do what we say or you're out.
Yeah, so they're just rallying the troops back around, you know, around the cause. Anyone who strays from the agenda has got trouble.
Well, the question is, how are they going to get the next phase of the draft and the invasion of Iran and Syria? That I got a lot of family in the military and people in the military talking to us. They've been told they're going into Iran and Syria next. They're told it's going to happen next year. And these same sources told me Iraq, not in 2002, but in 2003. We're getting the same thing out of Bilderberg Group, Paul. I mean, I guess we're going to have another terror attack.
Terror attack or civil unrest within the U.S., which will then allow them to pass a raft of police state legislation, which will include the draft. They've already got the backdoor draft stop-loss program. They've already made it clear they're about to introduce the skilled workers draft. So they've already got the first plank of it through. It's just the widespread plank, which will need some kind of stimulation, maybe later on in 2005.
Unbelievable. Your calls coming up right after this quick break. We'll go straight to your calls, and I want to bam, bam, bam through them. Call myself that more than anybody. I love to belabor and let the callers go on forever and myself go on forever. But we'll rocket through your calls in a blitzkrieg fashion. And we'll also talk about the latest developments with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's going to be your president, and you're going to love it. Ha, 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 ha.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're talking with Paul Watson today. We're taking your calls. Christy, in Missouri, you're up next. Go ahead, Christy.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Oh, next to my husband, who is the original Mr. Incredible. I think you guys over there are doing a great job and all the Incredibles, for sure. I've had a couple of things I wanted to talk about. I don't know if you had covered this or not, but I think it was yesterday's program on Dr. Laura Schlesinger. You're aware of who she is, Dr. Laura?
Of course, yes.
She was pretty upset about the mental health screening that was, you know, going to be taking place.
Lord Bush's new freedom initiative? Are you against freedom?
I must be. Well, she was pretty upset about it, and she was directing people to go to her website. And I haven't had a chance to go there myself, but I think she might have something, some kind of action letter or something, you know, campaign that's going on. So I was calling to ask.
Now, did she talk about the plan, or did she also point out that it's Bush doing it?
No, she, it was just a very
short
thing.
Yeah, that's what neocons do. They go, man, this plan's really bad. The liberals are for it. They don't tell you it's Bush's plan.
Right. Well,
and
no,
it's in Congress this week. They're trying to pass it. This week, we read the bill numbers yesterday, along with the new national ID card, forced psychological testing. Even if your child's homeschooled or private schooled, they will take your child and take them for the psychiatrist who openly is funded and selected by the drug companies. Their own executives have quit and blown the whistle out of Ohio just a few months ago on this. And it's going to be nationwide. And then adults, they're having to pass the accompanying state laws. You're going to have to go with them. You'll go with the government. I'll have to go with them. I guess when I say no, come and arrest me. I'll have to go with them, Christy. Doesn't that sound like freedom, going with the mind doctors?
Yes. I homeschool four of my kids right now.
Well, they're going to be coming, and
yes,
we're
know.
Not going to have to take them from you because you wouldn't do the psychological testing. You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you? Let's get a comment from Paul Watson. Paul, she sounds dangerous.
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, first, it's kids. That's what they do with any of these things, the ID cards in schools, which many people are protesting.
The law they're trying to pass as adults!
Yeah, and implantable microchips. They start off with children and old people and then expand it. That's what they do. But go and listen to the Soviet defectors. They'll tell you that one of the major frontiers of dictatorship is the classification of opposition to government policy or authority, defined as mental instability.
That's right. Alexander Schultz and Nietzsche, but hundreds of other top defectors and incredible patriots for freedom are going, Russia's under maximum tyranny, America's following the classic line. They are panicking right now. People that have lived it and seen it are leaving the United States, freaking out.
Alex?
Yes, I'm sorry. You know something? I just realized something. We shouldn't be so upset about this, Christy, and it's really no big deal that you'll have to go with them. We'll all have to go with them, and we'll all have to be psychologically tested twice a year for children, once for adults. I mean, that's no big deal. I mean, that's freedom.
It's scary.
So Dr. Laura was actually talking about it.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it. She did mention that she was upset with Bush.
And oh, she did. Well, that's good.
That's, you know, why... She didn't really go into the fact that it was his idea, but that's what, you know, she was saying. And she was also upset about the fact that the children would be put on the drugs. I think that might
I read the WOAI TV transcript last Friday. Did you hear me cover that?
No, I didn't.
Over two-thirds of children in Texas are on psychotropics. And if you look at kids on sleeping pills or anything, period, it's even higher than that. And they found masses of children on over 10. The average was on 5. And some were on 17 drugs, deaths resulting. These are and they had psychiatrists going, these were happy kids they took from families. We saw them when they were first screened. They had no mental problems. Now the kids on 17 drugs, and a lot of them are dying. They're actually killing them. You know why? Because the foster homes get more money per drug they're on. You understand that?
Yes, I do. I stopped giving the last three of my kids don't have any vaccinations because of all that, and it's just it's crazy. I do have some other points. I don't know if you
want to... Okay, make it real quick.
Okay, I heard Joyce Riley speaking about the number of troops being killed, and the way they classify it, she had heard from somebody, and I can't verify this, but if the soldier isn't killed...
No, that's admitted. If they die after they leave the battlefield, it's not a battlefield death.
Right. If he just in the helicopter just lifted off the ground, they don't count that.
That's admitted. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the other thing was, I just think we're all fractured and we're not being effective. We need to get organized somehow. Maybe spend 1 month on one particular issue and have people call and write letters or whatever needs to be done.
Yeah.
And try and hold.
Yeah, Christy, I appreciate your call. I got to move on to other callers to be fair. Let me just say this to you. The approach we have, hundreds and thousands of leaders out fighting, people on different issues, different topics, educating others, that's what's unstoppable. Centralization can be infiltrated, taken control of, co-opted, easily targeted. We need to educate people on every issue, because different issues appeal to others to wake up. Other people have been abused on different issues. And this call to consolidate is not the way to go. And we are being effective. I've never seen such an awakening. And everybody in the inside who's seeing this agrees. Paul Watson, comments?
Well, yes. Jefferson said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny will vanish like spirits at the dawn of day. Key word being generally. A centralized organization can be infiltrated. If you're talking about taking an issue and running with it, for a month, then other people from the outside can come in and do that. going back to the mental health thing, I mean, they're creating the very subject cases which will allow them to push this by this, you know, this culture of death in the first place. You walk down any major city on a Saturday night and you will see that basically a lot of people have turned into barbarians as it is, so it won't be that hard to classify them as mentally unstable. I mean, should we be worried that a government that sanctions and approves torture is talking about testing us for mental stability?
Unbelievable. I mean, pure Soviet slash Nazi. Just unbelievable. Thanks, Chrissy, for the call. James. James in Michigan, or is it Missouri?
Oh, it's Michigan, Alex.
Welcome.
Welcome. It's always an honor, sir. I've listened to you for a long time, and I'm telling you, it's good to hear. You're the only man on the radio right now that speaks the real truth. And I'll just say that... I heard a broadcast the other night on another network on a shortwave, Dr. Stan Monteith, if you're familiar with him.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
I know, he's very good. And he had a guest on his show, and he was talking about how in America that our votes do not really count. That when they've put presidents, he said they put presidents in, they don't elect them. He said that they've used this as a token, especially the last 30 years, is for the people to come out, to go out and feel like they're actually voting for their leader.
And then people ask, well, why do they keep doing it then?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a multi-billion dollar a year industry in the election system with all the pundits and the ads. And local elections still are real in some areas, manipulated in a lot. But federally, when it comes down to a presidential election, it is staged. It's staged by the selection of the candidates.
Right, they made it so Bush would actually win this one again. I mean, but instead of picking Florida this time, they picked another state, Ohio. And I watched that election most of the night there, and if you notice, it started off where Kerry was in the lead right at the beginning, and they want to give you this illusion like Kerry was going to take the election. And then, of course, later on, as the night went on, they kept going back and forth with electoral votes.
There were 400,000 challenge provisional ballots. Blackwell, this neocon, kept saying 180,000. And then when it turned out it was over 400,000, most of them for Kerry. Clearly, Kerry won Ohio. He clearly won New Mexico. And it doesn't matter, because if he would have won, if they'd have had their boy in there, too. Thanks for the call. Paul Watson, comments.
Well, I was watching the polls minute by minute. All the exit polls in the major states said Kerry. He won, but as he said, it doesn't matter. With the voting system on a widespread basis, it's the Delphi technique, you know, the apparition that people have power. They hoodwink people into believing they have power invested in the system, so then those same people will support that system. It's making people believe they're involved in things when it's just a fraud. It's called the Delphi technique. It's well practiced.
Well said. Let's talk to Rick. Rick, where are you calling us from?
Kansas City, Missouri. Alex, how you doing today?
Good. Welcome.
Long time no hear from. Listen, I just wanted to let you know that I got your Tyranny Response Team shirt. They're really nice. I've got bumper stickers of yours passed out. We've got videos being recorded and passed out here in the Kansas City area. We're getting the word out. Just real quick, I have speaking of the voting situation and stuff, I just happened to be scanning through the TV there this past Saturday night, and on the Saturday night show called Saturday Night Live, they had a deal on there where they had a skit between Kerry and Bush, and the two actors portraying their behavior after the election, and Bush is sitting there kind of bummed out. This actor's acting as if he's bummed out because he's reelected, and he basically told Kerry, who's sitting on a beach drinking an umbrella drink and stuff, enjoying himself after the election, that if they'd have got closer during the election, he could have got him some extra votes, but he could have won from Ohio and Florida. And I thought that was kind of, you know, sickening, sitting there, you know, putting that on national TV and making a comedy thing out of it and whatnot. And outside of that, as we speak, we're having some fresh chemtrails being laid down up here in the Kansas City metro area. And that's all I got, Alex. I'm going to keep the fight going and keep doing a good job, buddy.
Thanks. I appreciate the call. We'll come back and get into some more news. We'll talk about these resignations. We'll get into Arnold and his front group, his campaign managers out running around. Oh, it's grassroots. We're his top campaign people. It's grassroots. We're just out here. We want him to be president. And now another group's popped up who wants him to be president. Another front group. It's just unbelievable. So we'll talk about Arnold, Darkness of the Darkness, which is what his name really means, Schwarzenegger, when we get back, and just so much more and more of your calls. We got some Big Brother news, too, as well, so we'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Check them out today.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Get off onto a side issue, but I think birds are really neat. I mean, I'm not a ornithologist or whatever they call them, but I think they're, you know, I like to bird watch just on the side if I'm out in nature. right in the backyard here by the office. I'm walking in the kitchen to get some water, and I see this poof of white, and I look out as some type of falcon. It's just beautiful. It just killed a dove. Not a good omen, I guess. And is on the ground eating it right now about beside the office. It's just weird to see that happen right here in the middle of the city. Anyways, speaking of the country being gobbled up like a dove, Paul Watson, I mean, let's get more into these resignations. Then I want to get into Arnold Schwarzenegger. Then we'll come back into some other news and take calls. But what's going on with these resignations from your view? I mean, obviously we've got Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez, who's let's talk about him first.
Well, yeah, we had an article back in May of this year which predicted the first people to be resigned, this was from well-placed sources, would be Tenet, Armitage and Powell. And I think Sanchez and Ashcroft were mentioned as well. Now, that source told us that it was kind of infighting between two different factions within the Bush administration. I'm not certain on that. I was certain that those names would be the first to resign. So many people have come out in the last couple of days and asked the question, you know, is it a case of rats leaving a sinking ship? But Powell, the last thing he did wasn't to speak out against anything that he was made to do during his tenure. But it was to give out another lie about the supposition that the U.S. has no plans for regime change in Iran.
Well, same thing with Ashcroft. He chastised two federal judges who were against the sneak and peek provision being used in all misdemeanors and crimes, by the way, and who were against enemy combatant designation. So he did that, and now the people they're replacing him with, I mean, there was this weird thing Tex Mars told me about. He saw it. I didn't see it. Right before Bush a few days ago came out and publicly announced Rice with her, they were talking to Kay Bailey Hutchinson, I think he said on MSNBC, and they said they're not just friends and colleagues, there's something more, isn't there? Hutchinson acted all weird and said, well, yes, they're just crazy about each other. And they started laughing, and then it cut to Bush and her, I did see part of that, just doe-eyed, fawning over each other. So, really bizarre.
Let's not get into the details, but I've heard on several occasions that they do have a very, let's say, special relationship. So we'll leave it at that. But, I mean, yeah, as I said, Powell, in numerous articles, London Guardian carried several over the past couple of years, was apparently furious by the fact that they made him give that presentation in front of the UN about the Niger uranium documents and the so-called 45 minutes claim where Iraq could hit their neighbors and even Britain with the weapons of mass destruction within 45 minutes, which was provided, by the way, by a mentally unstable alcoholic. That was their source for that claim. So he came out and told the British Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw, that he was furious about that, and he used several expletives in doing so. So is it a case of, you know, he was just tired of being the front man for this, or did he see something more? I don't know. But
well, now they can all go privately cash in on the new industries of police state they've already set up. It's like Giuliani runs off to run an anti-terror company.
Yeah, and that's the case with Ridge. CNN are reporting that Ridge is set to resign as well because he hasn't made enough money in the government sector, so he wants to go into the private sector. And as you said, make some cash out of those police state infrastructures that he's linked to, so that would definitely be part of the agenda with the others.
Let's shift gears into Arnold. I mean, we knew it. They've had this blitz of Jay Leno and three senators, Ted Kennedy, all these other people, Orrin Hatch, McCain, Arnold himself on TV, and now he's got former campaign heads, this Jones lady, out there running $1 million worth of ads to start with, and they're going to have Arnold parties and Arnold teams and any team sports, and really, that is, by the way, the Hitler model. That's what Hitler first invented, was team sports and parties around politics. MoveOn.org didn't invent that, boys and girls. I just find that interesting. I don't even know if they know that. I mean, this is unbelievable, Paul. They're really pushing.
Well, what's interesting is that Schwarzenegger was on Larry King Live last night.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did somebody tape it?
Well, the headline is Schwarzenegger says he hasn't decided yet whether to run again, and that's for the governorship. So that's interesting.
Did King bring up the group about him running for president?
Yeah, he did, but Arnold backed off from it as you know, being his tactic to kind of stay in the background.
Yeah, here we go. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. Call 888-881-NOBIO.
Right out in front of us. Arnold, for at least a month, has been in full campaign mode to repeal Article 2, Section 5, or to be accurate, Clause 5 of the Constitution. And so when they say repeal the 22nd Amendment, they mean go change that amendment with a new one to get rid of Article 2, Clause 5 of the Constitution. And he's all over TV. He's all over everywhere. It's about how great he is, how loving he is, how good he is. I didn't see the Larry King, but obviously Paul Watson's got an article about it. I hope that's posted at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. But a lot of stuff gets posted once I get on air that I don't cover. He's all over the place. He's got all his surrogates, all these big dogs. He's got Warren Buffett, Jacob Rothschild behind him. He's got the big kingmaker, George Shultz, behind him. I mean, it's so obvious, and we're years away from the presidential election, but these constitutional conventions are coming up on gay marriage and on flag burning. Folks, they can rewrite the whole Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, whatever they want during one of these babies. And Arnold didn't spend all his time and energy doing this for nothing, but it's like the Patriot Act, too. Ashcroft denies it exists after he's introduced it months later. And so Arnold did this with the governorship. After he already had his campaign set up, his people all set up, he then came out and said, all right, I guess I'll run. That way he wouldn't get heat before then. Paul, what details do you have of him on Larry King Live?
Well, this is an article out of Bloomberg. Schwarzenegger says he hasn't decided yet whether to run again. And that's for governorship. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he hasn't yet decided whether he'll run for re-election in 2006, saying he'll make that decision next year. And later on, King asked him about the run for presidency. Arnold said, I haven't thought about running for president. I'm not even thinking about running for governor again yet.
So that's the exact same canned answer that he gave 60 Minutes.
And as you mentioned before, he became governor. All the news articles at one point for a certain period of the news cycle said it looks unlikely that Schwarzenegger will run for the governorship, and then there was a sudden turnaround. Yeah, as you said, to avoid him getting that kind of heat. So leaving himself open maybe for 08 by not running for re-election of governor in 2006, that's what it looks like from that Larry King appearance.
And then he can run around, I finished my business in California, I've doubled your deficit, I've taken your guns, I've put satellite trackers in your cars, I've opened the borders, and now I'm going to have a national campaign to repeal Article 2, Section 5. The people have been begging for this, and now I'm going to give it to you.
Well, yeah, and I've proven better at predicting the candidates rather than the winner of the elections, but Arnie versus Hillary 08, it looks pretty much set in stone already.
Well, Dana Rohrabacher, 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, on the 3rd of November, was in the San Jose Mercury News saying the leadership of the Republicans want him for president in 08. We need him after Bush is done. I mean, he said he's the man. He's turned the corner.
But the question is, how are they going to turn around public opinion when the polls suggest that only 1 or 2% want him to run? I remember one of your previous guests a few months ago mentioned the possibility of there being a terror attack, staged terror attack in San Francisco. Maybe Arnie can come forward as the leader, the strong front man, and that will give him the political leverage.
No, I totally agree with that caller, and I said I agree with them. I predict that there'll be a terror attack in that area, and it'll all be staged, scripted by Bruckheimer, just like he scripted the Private Lynch thing, and Arnold will jump off the helicopter and be holding babies, and the governor was incredible. He flew by jet and immediately, or he just so happened to be in the city where the attack happened, and there he was. He ran into the burning building. Oh, he's like the movies!
And it doesn't even need to be large scale. It could be a soft target like a school, like with Beslan in Russia, where he still comes to the rescue. The political mileage he will get out of that is just unparalleled, and that will probably...
Yeah, just like Giuliani's the front runner because of New York.
Yeah.
The incredible job he did running the operation... Go ahead.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Giuliani, they get their gas mileage from terrorist attacks, and you know, people like Giuliani who were warned that the towers were about to collapse before they did, the only, you know, unparalleled steel structure in history to collapse. So that's how they get their power, and that's why they release fake terror alerts in the first place. So you'll see a major attack or a soft target attack in that California.
Dun, dun, dun,
area.
Dun. Fox News alert. Arnold has really impressed people how he saved all those children in California. Or it could be a natural disaster, too. It's anything you can opportunistically use. Man, I'm just turning around. Looks like that amendment might go through now. Well, this is the way to thank Arnold for what he's done. I think he's proved himself, don't you?
That's exactly what will happen.
Okay, well, a bunch of other news here, but let's go to some calls. Paul, anything else you want to cover?
The only other thing, really, is the Gates ID smart cards to replace passwords, which is another thing that's been on the back burner for months, which will restrict internet use. Again, as I mentioned earlier, it's about restricting personal convenience and services unless you submit to Big Brother. So you're going to have a biometric thumb-printed ID card, which you insert into your computer tower to access the internet.
And 2 years ago, the new operating system came out enabled with this, really already built like this, but still passcode accessible. And then they're going to sell a line of ID cards for businesses to get in the buildings with RFID, everything. Sounds like freedom.
They've already released, I think they're available for purchase, the keyboards where they've got a little indent on the keyboard where you place your finger, and that replaces your password for anything that you want. So it's so convenient. They've already brought it out, and many people are using that already privately.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
Yeah.
Sounds like freedom. There's just so much here, Paul, that we do need to go over. Here's another one out of the London Independent. We were told to fix Ukraine elections, say police chief. Senior police officers say they have been ordered to help rig the results of the Ukrainian presidential election and use violence, including bombings, to undermine the opposition. The second decisive round of presidential elections is to be held next Sunday when the two candidates, the pro-Western opposition leader, Viktor Yushchenko, who gained the biggest share of the vote in the first round, October 31st, and pro-Russian Prime Minister Viktor Yushchenko, if I'm pronouncing that right, face each other off in a runoff. And the police officers have now gone public saying they were ordered to carry out bombings to blame on the opposition. Well, that's just what Putin's been caught doing in 1999 by Moscow police. Here it is. The police go public and say we've been ordered to bomb and blame it on the opposition. Paul!
Well, yeah, obviously they tried that in Spain. Some people say it backfired. The incumbent government carried out the train attack and then tried to blame it, you know, on the socialists. They say they take the troops out of Iraq. They say, you know, they'd be soft on terrorism. But it didn't work because the people came out in protest hours later saying that the government was behind it. So in that case, it didn't work. And the opposition got in power, so I don't know how that will play out.
Well, here it is. They agreed to speak with the Independent on the condition of anonymity. The meeting happened at night in a park after they took elaborate procedures worthy of a John Wayne novel, of a James Bond novel, to ensure privacy. And it actually said John Le Carre novel, but I'd say James Bond novel. The five men, aged between their late 20s and early 50s, held Ministry of Internal Affairs identity cards. Some covered up their names but revealed their photos, while two showed their entire card complete with names. Their ranks ranged between full colonel and under-colonel. When asked what the consequences would be of them if their identities were revealed, the officers made gestures showing that they would be shot. The colonel said the police had guarded a room in a local authority building where 500,000 ballots pre-marked were kept, hidden before the first round of the organized election and the dispersal of voting day among local polling stations. So they were told to guard all these pre-filled out ballots for the pro-Russia candidate.
So the bombings were designed to discredit the opposition or the ruling government?
Yeah, they've been told that bombings could be used. The men also said a special police undercover officer unit had formed to intimidate opposition workers and destroy campaign materials. They said the group planted a bomb in the campaign office and another in a car of an opposition activist. It just goes on and on.
Because I remember the Ukrainian, the incumbent government said that they were on the verge of war with Russia. So I don't know whether they want to keep them in to have that kind of war or get them out.
Well, they obviously say that because they're actually pro-Russia, and then they're able to make people think that they're not. It's just, man, I tell you, folks, this is how they operate. Let's go ahead and take some more calls here. Who is up first here? Who should I go to? Who? Manuel in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Okay, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I want to talk about Schwarzenegger and Eminem's Mosh video. But first, let me tell Paul, as far as that thumb scanning on the keyboard, I remember HBO's propaganda place, first season of The Wire, top series, where the guy, he thumb scans and he the other guy comes over and says he was like a sergeant. They were trying to tie into the Matrix database there. And he says, wow, thank God for the beast technology. Now, he didn't say that, but he said, thank God for the technology or we'd be so tied up. So they've been setting it up for the longest.
And then and then the CSI episode, oh, everybody's got a chip, it's so great. Oh,
wonderful. Thanks for the beast.
Talking about Arnold, though, just look at how the media worships him and covers up all
one.
This stuff.
You missed one, but this is because I think this is more targeted towards the West Coast, although it's all nationwide. Conan O'Brien, I think, is set up to take over for Leno after Leno departs. Well, on Conan O'Brien's show, I almost fell off the couch, guys. This is very strange. He's singing a jingle. It was a written skit, it's obvious. It's more propaganda placement. And he says, something, something, homeless beggar. 4 more years till President Schwarzenegger. I almost lost it. I don't know what's going on. But that ties into, there was an old hip-hop song back in 95, 96. Back then everybody was talking about Mumia Abu-Jamal. It was titled Free Mumia, but forget that. Because there was a line in the song which said, this is 95, 96 now, from Caligula to Hitler and now Schwarzenegger. Interesting how all these people had roles in government, and I'm sure that, suffice it to say, Schwarzenegger would love to be mentioned among those two fellows there. But now, the hip-hop bastard seed, which is government-controlled rap, and Eminem making a video where he explicitly, to me, implies that George Bush and globalists are behind Saddam Hussein and Bin Laden. Now, let me tell you what that's like. To me, that's sophisticated psyops warfare, because it's like Bin Laden coming out in his statement in his latest video and saying things that you would hear on GCN. So then people could say, hey, that's what Bin Laden said, and Alex Jones made that point. But here's the thing with Eminem. Now, he gets propped up as the so-called voice of hip-hop politics. He's a man who has nothing to do with that. And now we get looked down upon, you see. Now we're being co-opted. I think it's more warfare because here's a guy so vilified.
All right, Manuel, thank you for the call. We've got to go to other people, but interesting points. Look, when did they make Demolition Man? That was in the mid-90s, and they say, you know, President Schwarzenegger, oh, he first became governor in, you know, 2000, I think they even said the year. He first became governor in 2000 and something, and then president in 2000 whatever. I mean, it's just, it's flaunting it. They just flaunt it. Go ahead, Paul.
There's also, they played it. I think it was when Russert was interviewing Schwarzenegger, asking him about the presidency. They played a clip from a movie, I believe it was probably back in the mid to late 90s, which starred Sylvester Stallone, where he was driving along in a car with a woman, and she was telling him, I think he was some kind of time traveler, or he'd
been in a coma.
Yeah, that
was Demolition Man.
That was the same film, yeah, and she said the president's Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you couldn't believe it, but there it is in your face. They often do things in movies before
well,
they do
like
them in real life.
Well, it's like Fox with a lone gunman. The secret government hijacks a jumbo jet, to fly it into the towers, to have martial law and blame it on the Arabs. You got that from a movie. Oh, man. Let's talk to Lynn in Oklahoma. Lynn, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I'm glad you brought up Mr. Rohrabacher, because he was on the Today Show this morning being interviewed by Katie Couric along with a gentleman from an immigration reform group. And a gentleman from the immigration reform group, opposed to amending the Constitution, brought up that the provision was put in there basically to avoid a Trojan horse situation. And that's the verbiage he used.
Wait a minute. Rohrabacher was on TV again?
Yes, sir.
You mean 3 days in a row?
Yes, sir.
The morning shows are about Arnold?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is a full-scale operation.
And Mr. Rohrabacher rears back and he says, the idea of a Trojan horse president is ludicrous. That's what he said.
Listen, the founding fathers at the time, the Austrian Empire, was sending young men with money to European countries to get elected president, and they got a guy elected right around 1789 who was an Austrian, and he overthrew it for Austria. It was written so because of the Austrian takeover plan. I mean, that was even in the Salt Lake City Tribune a year ago about Arnold. I mean, folks, you couldn't make this stuff up.
We know,
and you're telling me people got to tape all these shows and send them to me. Hold on a second. Okay. Rohrabacher was back on TV again?
Yes, sir, this morning. I saw it with my own eyes.
And he was saying Arnold should be our president.
Well, he said the idea of a Trojan horse president is ludicrous. But
he was obviously on there promoting the amendment, right?
That's exactly right, or amending the Constitution. But about a minute later, the gentleman from the Immigration Reform Group mentioned the Founding Fathers again, and Rohrabacher rears back and he says, we don't live in the time of the Founding Fathers. And then Katie Couric says, well, isn't this a little bit antiquated? Showing his utter disdain for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, Alex. That's what it was disgusting is what it was.
Can somebody start taping this for me?
It was the most... Alex, I had to get up and walk away. I got so mad this morning. I was furious at what I heard.
What channel was that?
It was NBC, Today Show, this morning.
What
this
time?
Morning. It was about 7:15 Central Time this morning, approximately.
Okay, let me just say this. The polls show 80% of people are against it. Another poll shows only 1.8% for him. That's of conservatives at WorldNet Daily. And so what do? They just blanket tell us this is the way it is. Oh,
Well, that's
I mean,
exactly
Larry,
what...
I mean, all these shows, it's everywhere.
Well, Alex and Paul, it was very clear to me, very clear to me that Mr. Rohrabacher, when he said, we don't live in the time of the Founding Fathers, was making clear, at least to me, that he had nothing but disdain for the Constitution. That's what I got out of that interview, and it really hacked me off.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Can somebody mail me this, please? Can somebody track this stuff? I can't do it all. Paul, it's so humiliating. Imagine if in England, if you had an Austrian there, and nobody in England was for him being president, and all your news stations were saying, he'll be good, he's good. I mean, this is sick.
Well, the opposition's so vast at the moment, you know, 1-2% of conservatives on that WorldNet Daily poll for him. Here we are, 2 weeks after Bush is re-elected, and they're already starting the push with 4 years to go. I mean, just imagine what this will be like, you know, in 3 years' time. It's a long-term agenda. It's been planned for, you know, years before the last election.
Well, it's like nobody's for the microchips. It's like 95% of people in polls. So every day, microchips are good, under your skin, under your skin. Nobody's for the open borders. Open borders are good. Oh, the loving immigrants. Oh, they're so wonderful. Oh, it's so great. I mean, it's just they never shut up.
And now 20% are for microchips in the recent polls on MSN Money, after all the propaganda.
Oh, man. Paul, it's humiliating for us over here. It's so disgusting. Oh. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This week, they're trying to pass a law to forcibly psychologically test you. This week, they're trying to pass a law for a national ID card. a month-long drum getting louder and louder on every channel, everywhere, wall to wall. Arnold's great. Arnold should be our next president. Arnold. Folks, support us. Our stations, support them. Get us on more stations. Tell everybody about this show. We've got people power. We don't have the mass media power. But we have the people's will and the Constitution on our side. Get all my videos. Get them and make copies. Get them out to people. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Look at all the different special deals we're offering on my films. Get them. Get them out to folks. Become members of PrisonPlanet.tv where you can watch my weekly TV reports, hear my best audio interviews, read my book, Paul Watson's book, 15 cents a day. Toll-free number to call and get the videos, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Get angry, take action. 90-plus percent of us are against electronic tracking toll booths. They do it. We're against Arnold. They push it. We're against open borders. They push it. They're a bunch of trash. Man, we got to hurry through these calls. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. In Demolition Man, Scott Peterson was on death row with Sylvester Stallone. In real life, Scott Peterson's murdered unborn son was named Connor. Connor was the surname of the heroes in the Schwarzenegger Terminator movies to murder Sarah Connor's unborn son, John Connor. So Scott Peterson may perhaps be in some sort of Operation Monarch program.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that in the movie, one of the guys Stallone is locked up with is named Scott Peterson?
That's correct.
Oh, man! These people are really sick!
And his legal defense in his murder trial today was that a satanic cult killed his wife, which is very suspicious because how could he afford a $10 million legal defense in a year-long trial that covers up Bush's Stanley Hilton case?
No, I know. They're into such weird stuff, but if that's true...
And Schwarzenegger's... covers up his perversions at Satanic Bohemian Grove, which has a necrophilia room. You know, this is so sick, and it just indicates total manipulation of the media through Hollywood and the news.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Carla in Missouri. Carla, you're our last caller. Sorry to others. Carla, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, an update on this election. I don't know if you... Forgive me if you've already covered this, but... Three of those, the little parties, the Green Party, Nader, and...
Yeah, in Ohio, they're doing a recount.
They're doing a recount, but Amy Goodman covered this, but, you know, it's amazing. She said that old Kerry's got about $50 million. He's got more than enough to have a recount in all 50 states. He ain't doing it.
Well, of course he's not. He's a ringer.
And so people are, but they said the little people are starting to question it. And that's something because, I mean, they're saying, what's going on here?
I hear you.
Why did we vote?
Thanks for the call. Paul Watson, final comments.
Well, yeah, with that, Kerry won't challenge it. I mean, the body language right before the election would tell you that Bush knew that he would win. Kerry knew that he would win.
Oh, I'm not going to lose.
Well, exactly. But the positive news is we've got, I mean, they've got to turn around public opinion polls, which are, 2% in their favor. We've already got 90% with the CNN 9/11 poll. I mean, this email I got just today. Alex, I live in Austin and have followed your tirades off and on for years now. Admittedly, I sort of filed your opinions as fringe conspiracy theory, black helicopter stuff. But now I'm really beginning to wonder if you really had it right all along. I first remember seeing the Abu Ghraib images on your site months before it came out in the mainstream press. At first, I figured out it was more fringe stuff. I watched this happen several times. I'm beginning to really worry that you may be very right about all this horror.
I am.
So there's the
kicker. And you're right, Paul. We're in a total maximum war. They're taking over. They're psychotic killers. That's why I freak out. That's why I'm upset. They're killers. They're murderers. They're devils. That's what they do. That's all they are. We're under attack. God help us. Everybody's got to take action now, Paul. Good job today. Get in there and fight them. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, Maximum Info War. Launch it. Defend the Republic against the New World Order. Never stop. This is war. The Burke.